You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Did you know that roughly 13 million Americans suffer from ADD, attention deficit disorder, and/or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD? Whether you've been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, or you actually have someone you love suffering from this condition, you are going to want to listen up. My next guest wrote an amazing article that went completely viral entitled 20 Things to Remember If You Love a Person with ADD. All right, welcome June Silney.
Thank you, Dr. Suzanne. It's so nice to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. I understand that you're a personal excellence coach and a writer, and you wrote this article, 20 Things to Remember If You Love Someone Who Has ADD, from this lifehack.org, right? Online.
Yep.
Online site, lifehack.org. And you know what? I'd love to know what inspired you, first of all, to write this article.
Actually, it's a love letter to my husband, explaining him, you know, what actually goes on in my head. And it really wasn't a medical article at all. It was a very personal article. Of course, as a writer, I back up, you know, and make sure that what I'm saying is medically true if I'm labeling as such. But, and I found out it was. Everything that I was experiencing, that I was frustrated, that I couldn't communicate in my marriage, with my family, with other people, was everything that is medically validated. That I was never really diagnosed until my daughter was diagnosed, and I was sitting in the psychiatrist with her, and he was talking to me and saying, you know, you're interrupting. You have a lot of outbursts. You know, you're making funny noises. I think you've got it too. And I always felt a little something there, but it was never officially diagnosed. So it was really written as an explanation so people would understand this crazy, invisible, confusing, so-called disorder.
So as an adult is when you found out that possibly you had the attention deficit disorder or attention deficit with hyperactivity. And you said your daughter, do you only have one child?
No, I have a son too, and two stepchildren.
Did your son also have issues with it?
Yes, it is completely genetic. Yes, in our family.
And if you say, I mean, you know, there's definitely when it comes to our health and how we express our genes, it could be a fourth or, you know, 100%, a fourth. It all depends on the parents. So then my thoughts are, how about your husband? How about the way he, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Actually, this is their father. I'm not married to anymore. And their father is also ADD. So they stood no chance between his and mine. They were bound to get it. There was just no way they were getting out of it.
Right. Well, can you describe, at least in general, you know, for the people, the audience out there listening in, what are the typical symptoms of attention deficit disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder?
So it's really so different for each person, but yet there's some that are so much the same. According to the clinical diagnosis, the clinical definition, there's three areas that are affected: impulsivity, distractibility, and hyperactivity. So those are the three clinical areas. I'm writing a book on the article, and I've been doing my own theories, again, from a personal perspective, that for me, the whole thing is just this very hyperactive mind. If you look at me and you talk to me and you see me, I'm not a hyper person who's all over the place running around in circles. Internally, I am. My mind is hyper. My mind is active. My mind is never stopping, always going. I think I said, like, you know, it's a merry-go-round. It's on, you know, a vicious constant on. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's been described as being bombarded with thoughts. I see it more like a pinball machine, you know, like a thoughts go in there and they go ding, 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 you know, and they like go through this thing and just knock off all these other ideas which have associative thinking patterns which create new ideas, and we see new possibilities and new options, and we just go
on and on. Well, You know, your article, really interesting, our 20 things to remember if you love someone who has ADD, this was actually shared by 2 million people. 2 million. I took a look at it last night. What number it was at on lifehack.org? 2 million people have shared. Incredible. So you must have had a crazy, you know, inbox with tons of pinging, like, you know, and people wanting to reach out to you and share their experiences, right?
Oh, gosh. Amazing. Amazing. I mean, every day it was on the comments online, on the site, on Facebook, in my inbox. I mean, crying, like every day I was in tears from people pouring their hearts out to me. Thank you. I couldn't explain it. You won't believe what this has done to me. I couldn't tell my husband. I couldn't tell my wife. Nobody understood me. Thank you for understanding me and saying it and saying what I feel. It was just so moving. It's just been the most beautiful experience.
That's great. Well, give me a couple of those 20 that just really stands out for people.
I think the main thing is the, like I said, the active mind. That whole thing is a huge, huge thing. There's like an edge. We're always on the edge of anxiety. There's like a jumpiness, an emotional hyperactivity, or edgy and jumpy, which creates, can lead into, you know, anxiety, and it has physical sensitivities. Sensory processing disorders are attached to it. You know, people say, you know, there's a lot of crossovers. Sometimes it looks like bipolar. Sometimes it looks like other things. It looks like OCD. But mainly it's the thought patterns, the focusing. People say focusing, you know, that's a common one. Focus, you know, focus, where are you? I'm talking to you. But we're just thinking about something else. We're concentrating. It's called attention deficit, but I have such a problem with that. I don't think there's anything deficit about our attention at all. We're hyper attentive. We are so attentive. We're not deficit at all. It's just that we're paying attention to something that's more interesting to our brain. And that's one
I love of the way you talk about that. Yes, because you're right, is that these individuals, what you love is what really increases your ability to create and produce. I know a lot of these ADHD individuals have such powerful brains. They can get a lot done in a very short period of time. I know for a fact that when I had a head injury, my focusing got better after a head injury. And I'm like, whoa, what was that? That, you know, everyone reacts differently to physical trauma. But individuals who've got genetic patterns, I think you're absolutely right. Some of these individuals have just incredible amounts of mental power and driven. They're driven to do what they want to do. And then things that they don't care about, like statistics in college or economics, they're just like, you know what? I don't want to even deal with this, right?
Exactly. We just go forward. We just dive in and we don't even care what we have to deal with, you know. That's why, you know, there's so many nowadays famous executives, famous entrepreneurs, Richard Branson, David Neilman, the founder of JetBlue, who ends up saying every single time in every interview he would never give up his ADHD if he could. He said he could manage a fleet of 20 aircraft, but he can't pay his light bill. And
love it.
Just describes it so perfectly.
Thank you.
And
yes, you're
creators,
right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's great. You know, I'm really happy that you're doing so well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, for the link to the article, 20 Things to Remember If You Love Someone with ADD, go to my Wellness for Life radio show page. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. All right, until next time, stay well.